Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the Sunday, November 9th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers all over the world, our fellows need our endorsement, our organizing to support them. And every second of every day, our bodies need the same. It is a single advocacy that's called for today. With the long echo of Tiananmen ringing in our ears, would we have the courage we're seeing in Hong Kong this day? If we had certainty that we carried the hopes of humanity for a world without coercion with us as we occupy, certainly, certainly we would. Look at how they grew their courage. Every moment discussing, thinking, planning with each other together, physically. Is this not the pathway to our freedom? I put up a video with an empty chair with this message. Let's make some brief filmed inroads breaking through those mind locks that we let stop us. Hope you check it out. I'll try to actually put it on the website itself. It's a link at this point to a YouTube. Thank you, Hong Kong, for taking that leadership spot. And thank you, Catalonia, for the same in calling the question of your independence today. And to the youth of Mexico, thank you for your example in calling for a general strike. Truly, it's only by consciously withdrawing our human energy that we strike a death blow to this sick system. We have to start discussing the centrality of work to everything, our containment and our getting free, collectively and individually. And on that note, there is a shining example in the life of Tom Magliazzi, who with his brother Ray gave the gift of laughter every week. And continue to, by the way, a gift so needed to those of us in the belly of the beast, a death-worshipping beast. When I read his obit on their website, I found his life was a great illustration of the fertility that happens when we trust our body's truth and listen to it. He couldn't do the 9-to-5, so he walked away. And in its place came the chance to share his gifts. Because full gifts can't be forced. Don't deliver under orders. Refuse all schedules. But his death also caused some thoughts that I had on this diagnosis of Alzheimer's to resurface. I had them first when I heard about that woman found dead in the hospital stairwell here in the Bay Area. That started a thread that led back to the film discussion of Mr. Moskowitz on microwave radiation. Recall one thing it said was that mice subjected to it developed Alzheimer's-like symptoms. And then the thread that the truth we've been shown repeatedly over the years, that power likes to both experiment, views us as its test subjects, and to weed out what they consider the defective and recalcitrant, the redundant, and simply what doesn't fit with their picture of the Republic. And a third thread. They very much like to continuously invent. Miklos showed us this, weapons of death. The same knowledge, which in Nikola Tesla's hands meant life, in theirs meant death. They can sicken whole communities if they deem them disobedient. And we cannot allow this. We cannot wait. There's no more propitious moment than today. Weave these threads together, and we can be certain many deaths we thought were natural weren't.